the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're cruising on the ocean as we speak.
Everything Perth and a little bit Malaysia.
Exactly.
And in fact, last night when we left, we pulled out from Singapore. We joined Brigitte for the, obviously, a Singapore sling or maybe two.
Or seven.
And she took us through the itinerary for the week.
Okay, so it's night one. We're here with Brigitte. Funnily enough, on the brig, I guess you'd call it.
On the brig?
Oh, would this be the brig?
Do you know what the brig is, actually, in ship talk?
What's
it's the jail. It's the...
Oh! Well, let's try not to be in the brig by the end of the night. We're already two Singapore swings to the wind. I mean,
so this is the brig, Brigitte. I can be arrested every day of the week. Now, look.
With Brigitte, not on the brig.
Yes, indeed. Now, stop it.
I'm getting a bit awkward already. Only 5 minutes in the cruise.
Now, wait till we get to know each other. Now, we just caught up with everybody. We just did a nice little speech there. It was amazing. We've got some stuff to look forward to this week, right?
We do indeed.
Okay,
yes.
So what can you tell us that we're going to get up to this week?
We are going to get up to so much mischief. It's not going to be funny. So tomorrow we are going to literally just spend all afternoon in the sports complex. So there is a rock climbing wall. There is a ropes course. We've got six water slides, two real super, super fast slides, and then, you know, three or four others, which are kind of, you know...
Lisa-friendly ones.
Yes, Lisa-friendly. I'll be happy one with you.
Okay, we'll do that.
A nice slow one.
We're nice and easy.
There's putt-putt. There's also a zip line that juts out the side of the ship.
Yes.
So make sure you've, you know, if you're afraid of heights, don't be doing that one.
Right.
And then it's also we can walk the plank.
Oh!
So there's a plank that juts out about a few metres out from the side of the ship. And even the zip line does the same thing. It's actually out of the side of the ship. So
yes.
When you're, you know, you're ziplining, you literally, you've got the water metres down below.
So the zip line's not for the faint-hearted, but is it only because if you're afraid of heights? Otherwise, it's okay. Because I'm not afraid of heights.
I think it's just for those adventurous, those ones that are after a bit of adventure and a bit of fun.
We'll see how we go.
not too many Singapore scenes tonight.
I know.
This is being recorded.
All right.
This is clearly Liz putting her hand up.
It's a sports day tomorrow.
For it. For the zip line. I heard there's 10-pin bowling on the ship.
There is glow bowling.
Oh,
there
God,
is
we love
absolutely. Yes.
Right.
So that's always a bit of fun. A bit of fun. Not to mention karaoke. Did I mention karaoke?
No, you didn't, but you only have to mention it once.
A lot of karaoke, so. And yes, I mean, you know, this ship really has something for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful premium luxury experience, but of course there's also some really fantastic fun experiences to be had on board as well.
Right.
And not just on board, but off ship as
off
well.
Off ship as well. The destinations we cruise to are very, very enticing. You know, Asia is a beautiful destination full stop, and to cruise it is even more special. We get to see destinations from, you know, from a different aspect. So this week we are cruising to Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Phuket.
Yep.
So obviously Kuala Lumpur is, you know, a magnificent city, very much known for its Petronas Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to see and do there, a lot of shopping, great sightseeing. Penang, it's an old... it's almost like an old ship town, you know, many years ago. So it's very colonial influenced with beautiful architecture. There's some amazing beaches and resorts there as well. But we'll be exploring the old Georgetown, which has got cobblestone streets and beautiful coloured colonial style. Yeah, all via a trishore as well, mind you. So we won't have to get too pooped, you know, in the nice warm sun.
Yeah, here.
Yes, and so a few other little surprises there. And then Wednesday we call into Phuket. We'll be taking the group to Phi Phi Island for the day.
I am jumping out of my skin about this. I've always wanted to go to Phi Phi Island.
So it is absolutely stunning. So we'll be doing some snorkeling, a bit of beach bumming, bit of lunch, so it will be a magnificent day. So it's a lovely day out. We'll be, you know, cruising on our own little private boat up to Phi Phi Island,
goodness.
Jumping off the side, snorkeling, seeing all the coral, the fish.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
it's
it is night
pleasure.
One, and I'm going to cruise back over to the bar and get another Singapore sling. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're so excited to have you on board here.
Thank you. We're really looking forward to the week.
Yes.
Let's go.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
It turns out listing the calorie content of fast food is not changing our minds. Oh, duh, Fred. As if knowing how many calories in it is going to stop you craving that giant hamburger when you want it.
Now, let's be honest here, right? If you go to a fast food joint, say a Macca's or a KFC or something
like
that.
Well, you already know you've broken the diet, don't you?
Right, but do you... do you look at the calorie? Do you actually look at the calorie?
No, of course not.
Because you are someone around the
definitely
office.
Definitely don't want to look.
Around the office. Yeah. Like when I went upstairs to go to the healthy machine.
Yes.
Where you have to mortgage your house just to buy something out of it.
Yes.
Right? And I got those two
balls.
What were they? Those two balls?
Yes.
Right? Careful.
Well, you did.
And you said, I can tell you how many calories are in those because you've got some calorie counter on your phone.
In my head.
So, so I'm surprised. So you don't look at the calorie count at a fast food.
No, because I know that there's a lot of calories in them already, but you should know that if you're going to go and have a large fries, you've already buggered up the diet. So the calories
are. Yeah, that's a good point.
But a study by the Cancer Council and the George Institute for Global Health has found the calorie content of food sold at the top five food chains, Hungry Jack's, KFC, McDonald's, Oporto and Red Rooster, has not changed since 2009.
Well, I don't understand why it would. At the end of the day, they've still got the same menus. If anything, they just tend to add things to their menus.
But
delicious
it's
things.
Not stopping people buy it either.
No, but I mean, let's take a look at some of the great deals that you can get at these fast food restaurants, right? When you can pick up 24 nuggets at KFC for $9.95, pretty much any... Is it any day of the week or is it just Tuesdays?
I don't know.
I think it's any day of the week, right? You're not. You
People
are not
aren't
going
saying,
there.
Shut up and count my calories, are they?
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Live from the Genting Dream, and it's all thanks to Dream Cruises, where dreams set sail. That's how we're out here on this beautiful ocean ahead of us. Cocktails in hand, if I may say.
Cocktails in hand. We kicked things off in Singapore. And what does one do in Singapore? One slings.
That's right. We caught up with Diego from Aloft Hotel to teach us how to make such a thing.
Diego's joining us today. You are from Aloft Hotel.
Yes, I am. I'm from Colombia.
Colombia.
Yes.
I'm half telling your voice. It's a very Colombian accent you have.
Spanish. It's Spanish.
So. Oh, sorry, Jess. Colombian.
Come on, Patron.
No, right? Right, here making a Singapore sling.
Can you tell us a bit of the history behind the Singapore sling?
Well, yes. It was a Chinese bartender in Singapore, created in 1915 in Raffles Hotel in Singapore. Basically to
Lisa's neat, like you are nodding your head like
no,
this.
My mum's told me the same history. Yes.
Was she there?
Maybe.
This guy basically created this cocktail because in that moment, ladies cannot drink alcohol and just juices and stuff. So this bartender just pretend to create a juicy mocktail and then mix some spirits and create a beautiful, beautiful cocktail.
He created that for the ladies. He pretended to make a mocktail and then he whacked so much alcohol into
it. Yeah, and it's really strong,
what
actually.
What a great guy.
Yeah, really good. Unfortunately, here in Australia, we cannot use ingredients like the recipe said because we have some restrictions about the how many standard drinks we can serve.
Yes.
But we can create something nice for you.
Okay, well, let's create something nice for us then. Just take us through what it is that you're doing.
We're going to mix the spirits, first of all, juices, use lime, grenadine, and some Angostura bitters.
The gin is going in.
Dom Benedictine.
Yep.
Add Control.
Yep.
And cherry brandy.
Lovely. I heard an interesting anecdote about the Dom Benedictine, and that is the Benedictine monks who came up with it. The history is that only three of them know the recipe at any one time in the world. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a really special recipe. It has like 24 different ingredients to create this incredible drink.
So that's 60 mils of pineapple juice.
Lemon juice.
Yes.
And then 2 dashes of bitters.
Grenadine will take away your hiccups. A shot of grenadine.
Really?
When someone gets hiccups at the bar, give them a shot of grenadine.
And grenadine was the mixer of choice when I was in my prime going to Metros in Frio. Oh, in goes the ice. This is the tap. This is the important part. This is where the tin goes on top of the glass.
Tap's important or else you will wear it.
Then. Shake. Oh, look at that. That's just divine. There it is. Over ice, the Singapore sling.
It's a beautiful colour.
Does that pass the test, Lise? Because you are a cocktail aficionado.
All right. Here we go. Test, test. Bottoms Thank up. You. Cheers. Oh, that's delicious.
It is.
That's really refreshing.
Well, that is good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having me and see you next time.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.